The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm. Ross Briley, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell will be live in the studio. It's Newmarket, Haydock and Worcester in the afternoon. We have evening racing from Wolverhampton, Downpatrick and Dundalk, and we're going to focus mainly on the meeting at Newmarket. It's the second day of the Cambridgeshire meeting and there's plenty to look ahead to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line, welcome back to the podcast, Catherine Fry. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Looking forward to the meeting at Newmarket, because it's always a good few days, isn't it, the Cambridgeshire meeting?
Yeah, I do enjoy this meeting, actually, yeah.
Good. Before we get to that, though, let's just talk a little bit around a few of the news stories as we record this on Thursday morning. And the first one that we're going to look at surrounds the Arc. The Arc favourite at the moment is Orfevre, and the trainer has been rather bullish about his chances, providing that the horse wants it. I mean, he's his own worst enemy at times, isn't he, Orfevre?
Yeah, he is. I mean, you go back through his racing record, and like you say, we're just chatting there, and obviously could have won the Arc last year, but kind of he idled on the running, and then his run in Tokyo, he did it again. I mean, he's obviously very, very, very talented, but he's obviously a little bit mad, isn't he? Which is exactly the type of horse I absolutely love. Did it very well on Arc Trials Day. But can he, I mean, do you want to be taking that shorter price about a horse that might chuck it in? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, on pure ability, he should win, shouldn't he? But
absolutely.
When his own trainer's calling him mentally difficult, I suppose it just sums up the fact that he has got a bit of a kink in him, and he has got his own ideas on things. But the good news is that apparently he's worked well on the gallops. He's coming into the race in winning form, and he's a little bit fresher than last year as well, which might help, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just, I just don't know. I just, if he didn't have this kind of deficiency, shall we say, of course, you know, he'd be all over him, but that's the worry. And it is, I'm just looking at the Arc field here, and I mean, wow, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a cracker, isn't it?
Yeah.
£4 million on offer will draw a good field, I imagine. But yeah, there's a few in there. I mean, I was impressed with Trave. I think Novelist will run a big race. Kaizuna, the other Japanese horse, also impressed on Trials Day. So it's you know, it's not just about Orfevre, is it? There's plenty in there. Do you have any opinion at the moment in the Arc?
I was really impressed, like you, was really impressed with Trave, and I just thought she fought, and you know, she's as game as they come. I have to say, I was really impressed with Rule of the World. I think, yeah. You know, I know the Derby form's being crabbed and everything like that, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him take the Arc. But I think, I mean, it's one of those fields, as it should be. This is how the Arc should be. But I mean, you could go through and literally make a solid case for every single horse in the race. And then you go back to Orfevre and you think, well, yes, of course he can do it, but what's his head going to be like? Do you know what I mean? There's going to be something that is a little bit straighter that will go past him.
Mm. Okay, well, the Arc comes up next Sunday, in fact, doesn't it? It's almost upon us. We've been talking about it for a few weeks now, and it's nearly here. Away from the action in Longchamp, we've got news of a big news in terms of stable jockeys, and it's that Martin Harley will be now the stable jockey for Marco Botti, and he's going to have the pick of around 100 horses at Botti's new yard, the Prestige premises at Prestige Place is what I was trying to say. It should be a good partnership, that, shouldn't it?
Yeah, very much. I've been sort of watching Martin Harley, really. I know he's been over here for a few years, but kind of watching him ever since the Guinness success last year, and the thought he rode when he rode the winner for McShannon at Royal Ascot. I don't know, sort of something then, I just thought, yeah, we're going to see that elevate him to greater things. So it's, I mean, he rode Sugar Boy yesterday, Yeah, no, it's great. Very much looking forward to seeing that partnership flourish at the end of this season and next season.
Yep, very much a jockey on the up, isn't he? A champion apprentice in 2011, won his first Classic in 2012, and now stable jockey to Marco Botti. Bigger and better things possibly in the offing then for Martin Harley. Any other stories or anything caught your eye this week?
Well, I've been sort of keeping an eye on the Cesarewitch. I'm still absolutely none the wiser. none the wiser on what I'm going to be backing on there. But I've actually I've started to turn my attentions to start compiling a jumps 10 to follow. So that's sort of over the next few weeks. That's where my attentions will start to really focus. It's hard at this time. It's like going into the flat season. You've still got half your head in jumping and half your head in flat, and then you forget almost about the jumps form through the summer, and then this time of year again your head starts to split because where are we now? We're only sort of 3 weeks off the first meeting at Cheltenham, and obviously be quite busy on the run into that. So yeah, it's a difficult time of year. You're kind of studying two different codes.
Yeah, it's because there's still 7 weeks of the flat season left.
Yeah,
so good racing to come there. So I do see what you mean. You get torn between the two a little bit. So good luck with that. You'll be busy for the next few weeks.
Very, yeah.
Let's concentrate on some of the high class flat action that we've got left, though. We're going to look at the next day of Newmarket's Cambridgeshire meeting, and we've picked out three races to look at. We're going to look at the Oh So Sharp Fillies Stakes. We've also got the Nayef Joel and the Shadwell Fillies Mile as well to look at. So those are the three races we're going to focus on. The first of which is the 140, the Oh So Sharp Stakes, a Fillies Group 3 over 7 furlongs. And shall we start here with the chances of Radiator, who's likely to be prominent in the betting, I imagine?
Yeah, I mean, 15 length win in the Lingfield Maiden. She was fifth to Amazing Maria on debut. Amazing Maria is a filly that I've fallen in love with. So I'll be very much looking forward to Radiator to boost that form even further. I mean, she's beautifully bred. There's been money for her, I believe, in the 1,000 guineas market this week as well, hasn't there? So sort of, I believe she, I don't know what price she is with you guys, Mark, but I know there was some sustained support, and I can get my words out in that market. So it seems that people expect her to win here, and then the odds to tumble for the guineas.
20-1 for the guineas at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's in from 25s, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's from the family of Dan Silly. I mean, this on everything that you're going on, she looks the most likely winner. It is a nice little race, though. You've got Miss France, obviously, for Andre Frobe. She's related to a listed winner. Very interested to know that Ollie Stevens is playing the long game with Lightning Thunder. He's obviously come here rather than the mile race. Feels that a mile just be a little bit beyond her at this stage. She does sort of, she's got a tendency to pull hard. She's a 115,000 guineas as a two-year-old. The one which is quite interesting is the Ryan Moore mount. Ryan Moore riding for Clive Britton.
Yeah.
She's from the family of Portrait of a Lady.
Stealth Missile.
Yeah, Stealth Missile. Yeah, but I'm going to have to say Radiator, really, Ron. I mean, the style of the Lingfield win was incredible. But I'm pretty interested in the Britton horse.
Okay. Radiator probably going to be short enough, and you can't help but be impressed with that 15th length success. So would you, just from a price play, go each way on the other one?
Oh, well, what price are you going, Lightning Thunder?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't got priced up yet. we've got the other two races that we're going to look at priced up, but this one we haven't. But I imagine, I think Radiator will take quite a bit out of the market. So I think if you can get anywhere near, 5-1, it's an each way bet to nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I have to say Radiator, but I'm very interested in Lightning Thunder and also Stealth Missile. So, I'd say as an each way bet, it would be Stealth Missile.
Okay. Let's move on then. Let's move on to the 240, which is the Nayef Joel Stakes, part of the British Champion Series. It's a Group 2 contest, and this one is over a mile, and a very interesting contender at the top of the betting. We do have this one priced up, and it's Soft Falling Rain that's the 6-5 favourite. Monty Ridge is 7-2. Penitent, 13-2. Guest of Honour is 15-2. It's Intense for Premio Loco. Glory Waits is 14-1. And Boom and Bust, 16-1. Soft Falling Rain was unbeaten prior to coming to Britain last time. Ended up finishing second on that occasion in the Hungerford Stakes at Newbury. So the undefeated record went there. And do you think he'll get his first win in Britain this time?
This is really hard. I think you can forgive him the defeat on his British debut. I was a massive fan of this horse, obviously in Maidan. I don't think it's going to be easy for him. I wouldn't be surprised to see him win. I think my selection would almost be Montridge. I expect him to obviously overcome the defeat by top-notch Tonto last time out, and obviously top-notch Tonto is prominent in the markets for the Cambridgeshire. I think with Montridge, he's just had such a good year. He's got the Group 3 win at Goodwood, listed win at the July meeting, second at Royal Ascot in the Jersey Stakes, and was a listed winner at Sandown before that. He gets the three-year-old allowance, as does the Guinea's second glory awaits. He's fourth to him at Goodwood. I just think at the prices, he kind of makes more appeal. I think I wouldn't be surprised. Obviously, Penitent won the race last year, won the race at Sandown last week. I think he's slightly more at ease with a little bit of cut in the ground. Obviously, it was quite heavy, wasn't it, at Sandown? And second at Epsom on good to soft. He's won on good, though, so it wouldn't sort of concern me too much. And obviously, David O'Mara's having a fabulous year. But I think at the prices, I'd have to say Montridge.
Okay, Monty Ridge then in the NAIF Joel Stakes. And moving on to the final race we're going to look at. And we're into group company for this one. This is the Shadwell Fillies Mile, group one over a mile. And we've got betting for this race as well. Rizina, however you want to pronounce it. I've heard different ones. 11-8 favourite. Itimal is 5-2. It's 13-2 for Sound Reflection. And wonderfully, Avenue Gabriel is 12s. Ballybacker Queen 16-1 with Chrysilium and Uchina. Uchenna is the 25-1 outsider. Who'd you like for the Phillies Mile then?
I've been with Rizina all season. Back to when she won the Queen Mary. Oh, she was a lovely victory in the Moyglare last time out. There's stamina in her pedigree. I don't think the mile's going to be an absolute problem. I think the form is absolutely out of the top draw. I thought she actually ran a blinder in the pre-morning when she dwelt slightly in the stalls and then came with a late rattle to the enormous No Nay Never. I think the one who is very interesting is the Godolphin Filly Sound Reflection. She's a half sister to Whispering Gallery, and she's from the family of Nathaniel Playful Act and Great Heavens. I think there's an awful lot more to come there. You can forgive wonderfully the run in the Moyglare. She was hampered, and then she sort of eased after that. Avenue Gabriel. Obviously, she won the listed event for fillies over a mile at the Curragh, and she's from the family of Lady Carla, I believe. Ballybacker Queen was second in that, but on all known form, I'd have to say Rizina, and wouldn't be surprised to see Sound Reflection following her home.
Okay, one we haven't mentioned in there is Itimal, the other Godolphin runner in there, who's second favourite as we record this. She's been impressive in her last two starts, well, most of her starts really, but really on the up in the last couple of starts.
Yeah, she is, and obviously she was third to Berkshire at Royal Ascot. Berkshire's a horse I'm very, very keen on for next year. But I'm very taken with the other Godolphin horse, Sound Reflection. I just think that's a work in progress. It'd be no surprise to see her run well here and then go on to a lot better next year.
Okay, and Godolphin have a good record in the race as well. They've won the last two renewals, haven't they?
Yeah.
Certifying Lyric of Light, so. I can see where you're coming from there. So you're with Sound Reflection or Rizina? Which one are you going to go with?
I've been with Rizina all year. I think she's exceptional, and I think it's just the form. I mean, the form line is absolutely the most solid in here.
Yeah, solid group and form all year, isn't it? Okay, let's have a quick summary then, Catherine, if we can. If you want to spin us through your selections for Friday's racing at Newmarket.
Okay, I fully expect Radiator to win in the Oto Sharp, but I think at the each way prices, be worth having a little look at Stealth Missile in the NAIF Joel. It's going to have to be Montridge, and in the Shadwell Fillies Mile, it will be Rizina.
Okay, good stuff. Pleasure to speak to you again, Catherine.
You too, Mark.
Good luck with those selections. And when are you back in William Hill Towers? Anytime soon?
Yeah, 2 weeks, 8th.
Okay, well, I might see you then this time. Thank you very much, and enjoy it on Friday.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.